down, break it 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 down.
Listen to Rant of a Niger Boy, a podcast.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, friends, family members, neighbors, nephew, nieces, every single person that supported the Rant of a Niger Boy movement. I'm officially welcoming you to my new show, News with Rant, where I'm going to be breaking down, analyzing, and dissecting the latest gist happening within and outside the country. Honestly, I've been set back. I've been blown away by the amount of support I've gotten for Rant of a Niger Boy. So many people DMing me, paying compliments to the show. So many people DM me, tell me that they want to be a part of the team. They want to be a part of the show. They want to come up on the podcast. Numbers doing really well. Number 48 on Apple Podcasts. When we're talking about improv shows, we're talking number one. When we're talking about new shows on Apple Podcasts, we're talking number four. And when we're talking about comedy shows on Apple Podcasts, we're talking number six. So honestly, it's been really heartwarming reception I've gotten for Rant of a Niger Boy, the podcast. And obviously, that's cascaded into Instagram content also. So it's really heartwarming. I'm really proud of what I've been able to achieve within this very short period of time. So thank you to every single person that is supporting. So now you already know, you know what time it is. News with Rants, episode one. What is happening in the country? Give it to me.
So popular dancer Cora Obidi and her husband Justin Dean announced that they were getting a divorce, but we're not surprised though, because he has been putting out their issues online.
Very accurate. That's
he
true.
Also tweeted, or rather he even ranted, that he was tired of the narcissism and the cheating. What are your thoughts?
And one thing I'm going to make really clear on this first episode of News with Rants is that no matter how much he rants, he can't rant like the Ninja Boy. Because the Ninja Boy always keeps you captivated with his epic rants. And that's what it is, man. But well, regarding the issue, he said he was tired. Well, one thing I'll make clear to him and he needs to understand is that you cannot monopolize fatigue. I'm tired of this stupidity. I'm tired of people throwing their significant others under the bus just because you are trying to gain some clout. I'm tired of people putting out their relationship drama every single time on social media. What exactly are you trying to benefit from that? I did not sign up for reality TV, and I know that so many Nigerians did not sign up for reality TV. If you want reality TV, there are places you can get reality TV. I don't want to know every single thing that is happening in your relationship. Some things should be personal. I know in this day of social media, in this age of social media, every single person wants to put everything out there, whatever is happening in your life out there. You can call me old-fashioned, but that's just my opinion on it. I don't think you need to put every single thing out there. And one thing he needs to put into consideration, you cannot go out on Instagram live or whatever he did and blast your wife in such manner. It was embarrassing. It was shocking. Honestly, I don't think any woman deserves that. And he called her a narcissist and a cheat. Maybe she is, but you need to understand that this is the mother of your child. This is somebody that you went to her house and you promised her parents that you're going to take care of her. This is somebody that you were on the altar with and you took your vows for better or for worse. You promised to love her unconditionally. You not loving her at this point in time, I don't have an issue with it. But at least that respect should be there. That courtesy should be there. You don't need to go out on Instagram and call her a narcissist and a cheat. And it's one thing, because they have a kid together. Mm-hmm. It's one thing for the kid to grow up and see his mom being called a narcissist and a cheat. It's another thing for the kid to grow up and see his mom being called by his dad a narcissist and a cheat. Just imagine how that kid is going to feel. So that element of respect should be there. And I'm not against people getting a divorce. You're allowed to get a divorce, but not in such a belligerent fashion. There shouldn't be so much hostility surrounding your divorce. If you have this in your marriage, you can go meet a therapist, you can talk it out with family members. There are so many people you can have conversations with regarding your marriage. And honestly, the issue, it might never be settled because there are so many people that get divorced of irreconcilable differences. Mm-hmm. But at least moving forward, because you have a child to raise till he or she is 18. I don't know the gender of your child. You have a child to raise till he or she is 18. So that mutual respect should be there. The fact that you guys move on as co-parents should be there. And just goes to show you, for me personally, you need to know who you are getting married to. You need to know the personality of the person you are getting married to. In this day and age, people want to rush and get married because of the pressure, because of they feel their age is catching up to them. And I've said this on my podcast, there is never the right age to get married. What you need to get is the right person. That is what matters most. That's the most important thing. That's the most fundamental thing when you are getting married. So I wish both of them the best. I think what's his name?
Justin Dean
should show a little more maturity, should show more respect, because that woman is the person that at a point in his life he thought was his favorite person ever. At the point in his life he thought he was going to spend the rest of his life with that person. So at least show a little bit of respect. You don't need to go on Instagram live. And he went on Instagram live and he was saying, what did you say, I'm assuming she said something disrespectful or condescending. But the best approach would have been for him to go have a conversation with her. The public did not need to see that. Go have a conversation with her. Explain to her that you were offended by what she said. And if she responded to you in a rude way or in a very hostile fashion, then that's your marriage. That's what comes with marriage. I'm not saying people should take toxicity, but that's what comes with marriage. And make sure you sort it out internally. It doesn't need to be out in the public. What's next on the list? Give it to me.
So the video had a viral Twitter incident with MD. MD being Wizkid's fan.
Okay, Wizkid Davido drama. Let's go, let's go.
So, MD said Peruzzi is Ifeanyi's father. Ifeanyi being Davido's son.
There are so many things to unravel here. First of all, let me talk about Davido. When I'm talking about Davido, this boy right here is arguably the top three greatest ever musicians we have seen in Nigeria. Without a shadow of a doubt, top five best ever musicians we've had in the history of this country. When we're talking about Nigerian music and possibly African music, if you don't think Davido is top five, there must be a screw loose in your head. That's how magnificent this boy right here is. This brother is special. There's no question about it. When you're talking about charity, he's definitely up there, top three. He could be number one in terms of most charity. We just gave out 250 million. He's about to give out 20 million to 20 entrepreneurs in Nigeria. So he's doing well for himself and he has a very good image. He's loved by so many of his peers, he's loved by so many of his fans. But what I do not understand, I was caught with a level of perplexity by the amount of lunacy. It was an avalanche of lunacy this boy right here put on display. Because why do you feel you need to go out of your way to respond to every single troll that comes for you? It's natural. You have been the biggest in the game for the past 10 years, you alongside Wizkid. So it's only natural that the fans dislike each other. That's just what it is. Because Wizkid fans think Wizkid is the best, those fans think Davido is the best. So it's only natural for them to try and enforce their opinions on each other. So the clash is very natural. We've seen it in numerous cases. We have the Messi Ronaldo thing, we have Stephen Curry, LeBron James. When there's a rivalry and people want to talk about them being friends and all, no matter what, there is always going to be a rivalry there. Maybe it's not toxic. Competition can be healthy at times, but that rivalry is going to be there. And I feel that rivalry is one of the reasons they've pushed each other so far in the game. And for Davido to go out and call somebody a dead man walking, this is somebody that has international brands, this is somebody that has international collaboration, this is somebody that is a worldwide sensation. So why would you go out and tell somebody that is a dead man walking? I don't care if you said your son is not yours, I don't care if you said your mom is not yours, I don't care if you said your dad is not yours. You have no right to call somebody a dead man walking. I don't know what to call it, maybe gross stupidity or arrogance. I'm just gonna put it in layman terms. It made no form of sense. It was just devoid of any form of sensibility. Somebody tweeted Davido that if anything happens to this guy, Davido will be held responsible. And he came out and tweeted, Nami Duam. Why would you do something like that? You have international brands you work with. I don't think I'm wrong. I think I'm 100% right when I say this. You're not talking about deals and endorsement deals. It's probably the celebrity with the most in Nigeria. So why are you willing to drop those kind of endorsement deals? Why are you willing to sabotage what you've created because of minor incidents like this? And I've always said it, the ability to restrain yourself, the ability to stop yourself from entertaining certain situations, the ability to stop yourself from indulging in certain conversations is an underrated skill. And as a professional like Davido, as an artist on the level of Davido, he shouldn't entertain every single situation that comes his way. And there's too much drama surrounding Davido, and that's one of my biggest issues with Davido. And I know he came out as his kid, but just because someone comes out by your kid, your mother, your father, any single sibling you have, you might be a superstar, you might be a blockbuster artist, you might be box office, you might be an incredible musician, but one thing you are not is above the law. And if Davido touches that guy or harms that guy or puts that guy in any form of danger, then Davido should be in handcuffs. He should be apprehended and he should be charged to court, because no single person is above the law. If he does anything, he should be held accountable. And all those Twitter influencers or whatever they call themselves that were encouraging Davido, that were motivating him and they were compelling him to attack the guy, to put a bounty on the guy, you should just be ashamed of yourselves. Because no matter who you are, if you do something wrong, you should be held accountable. If Davido has a problem with him, you should charge him to the court. If the court sees nothing wrong with what he has done, it's very unfair that somebody will call out your children and nothing will be done to him. It's very, very unfair, but life's unfair. So Davido needs to move on. If there's, he shouldn't make what is not an issue, if you get what I'm talking about. So he needs to move on and he needs to stop the amount of drama happening around him. I don't know, maybe his team needs to intervene and tell him, you shouldn't be doing things like this. You're a big artist, you've been one of the biggest in the game for close to 10 years, so you need to stop doing things like this. Yeah. Moving on, it's that time. What next? Give it to me.
The lingering fuel scarcity and the state of this country.
Well, to be honest, to be very, very fair, you, that one is really deep. Because I've been on this earth for 24 years. I turned 24 2 months ago. And I don't think throughout the 24-year period that I've been on earth, I've ever seen a combination of so many bad things. I've seen catastrophic incidents happen in Nigeria, but for all of them to be happening at the same time, I'm talking about ASUU strike, I'm talking about fuel scarcity. When we talk fuel, we're talking about petrol, I'm talking about diesel, we're talking about the unemployment rate, we're talking about insecurity. So there are so many problems happening at the same time, and that's just what makes it truly sad. Let's not even talk about the natural things that happen in the heat. And we seem to forget, because so many Nigerians have forgotten. So many Nigerians have continued to live on with their life. They've forgotten that we're still living in a pandemic. COVID-19 is still real and is still taking life. It's a combination of so many bad things happening at the same time. I don't know the answer. Regarding the first casting, I actually don't know what the problem is, because I've heard so many theories and I don't know which one to believe again. I can't definitively come and tell you what exactly the problem is. So let's just keep moving forward and see what the issue is. But it's just sad, because now we have a government that cannot be held accountable. So many people have put out articles bashing the government, smashing the government. But putting out articles, it will help to an extent, but what will really help is people getting their PVCs and voting the right person into power. And when we're talking voting the right person into power, we're not talking about voting based off religion, voting based off tribe. We're talking about voting based on the competency of that candidate. That's what truly matters. That is what should propel every single person to vote. It's really sad. I don't know what the answer is. Even and we're talking Naira dollar, the Naira has devalued. I think 5 years back we were complaining that Naira is 150. So if we had a time machine to come 5 years later and I see that Naira is now close to 550 to a dollar, so it's really sad. It's shocking. It's one of those things that I can't wrap your head around. It's one of those things that doesn't sound believable, but it's actually the reality that most Nigerians are facing. And every single thing we are facing now, it just shows that the elite are still going on, moving on with their lives, because they can cope with the situation. But the average Nigerians and the people that are in the middle class are really, really struggling. And some people have no answers. It's just so many people are frustrated. The people that can actually do something about it are just narcissists. They do not care. They are nonchalant about the issue. And Nigerians that have tried to make an impact, they try protesting, and so many people lost their lives. So what exactly is the answer now? What exactly can you do about the situation? We just have to hope. It's a matter of optimism for it is now. So it's truly sad, and I hope things get better. What's next on the news? Give it to me.
Bianca Otiku slapped Obiano's wife at the governorship inauguration. Wow.
I don't really know what I can say about this thing. It's just that Nigerian politicians, I'm keep it real quick, Nigerian politicians do not care about their image. They do not care about embarrassing themselves. We've seen it on numerous occasions. We've seen people fly through fences, get into the National Assembly. We've seen people involve themselves in fiscal altercations, and everybody recorded it for the media to see. In other developed countries, you slap somebody, you'll be charged to court for assault, and it will be a scandal, it will be a major incident. But it's just going to roll over in Nigeria in the next 2 days, 3 days, we'll have forgotten what happened. So that's really sad about, that's one thing that's really sad. People should be held accountable for their actions, no matter how powerful you are. You can't just go around attacking people. Like I said with the whole Davido situation, you can't go around attacking people, because no matter what you do, you are still beneath the law. Every single Nigerian is beneath the law. And if the sad thing is that she won't feel any form of regret, she won't feel sorry, and she will not even apologize. I don't see her apologizing to that lady for slapping her. Instead, she'll be revolving herself around pride, and she'll be happy and proud of herself that she slapped somebody and she's getting away with it. That's the state of the country now. The country is a mess. People are not held accountable for their actions, and the elites can do whatever they want, whenever they want, wherever they want, and nothing will happen to them, because there are no consequences, there are no ramifications, and there are no repercussions for anything that happens. So that's the state of the country right now. It's truly sad. Do you have anything else on the news?
We're done for the week.
Okay, news with Rants. New episode dropping soon next week. As the gist is dropping, I'll be breaking down, analyzing it for you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm looking forward to dropping more episodes. Thank you to every single person that supported the movement. Thank you to every single person that has been a part of the Rants of a Naija Boy journey. And I will make sure that I keep you guys up to date with everything that's happening. To stream this podcast, you go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor.fm, so many places. My Instagram, chat me up, Rants of a Naija Boy. Snapchat, Rants of a Naija Boy. Twitter, Rants of a Naija Boy. And if you're having problems with accessing the podcast or whatever, you are not seeing it on Apple Podcast, just Google Rants of a Naija Boy. There are more than 20 links for you there. Thank you very much.